All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Jose Bouchard, who announced last week that she is intending to run for the position of warden of MRC Pontiac in this fall's municipal elections. Jose, how's it going?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Oh, not so bad, not so bad. So, for our listeners who might not know you that well, who is Jose Bouchard?
Jose Bouchard is a teacher, first and foremost, but also a social activist. So I've been quite involved with Pontiac Voice, where we do ask for better health and social services. And I've also been a city councillor for the municipality of Campbell's Bay in the last 4 years.
And are you born and raised in the Pontiac there?
I was born in Maniwaki, and I've been in the Pontiac since the 90s, after I started my career as a teacher in Montreal. But I'm a Bishop's University graduate, but I did all of my studies are pretty much in the Outaouais that I did.
Gotcha. And you said you're a teacher that is in Campbell's Bay there, if I'm correct?
Yes. Right now I'm a pre-K teacher in Campbell's Bay. It's my 8th year that I just finished. And prior to that, I was for about 20 years a teacher up at Sierre de Coulanges, science teacher.
And as far as your political experience here, you mentioned you'd been a counselor in Campbell's Bay since 2021 there, but do you have any other background in politics there?
Yes, I've been a campaign organizer for when my mom was in politics. Charlotte Lécuyer was MNA for about 12 years here for the Pontiac. So I helped her when she decided to run for warden 2 mandates ago before she passed away. And prior to that, I was with her for at least 3 campaigns, been on numerous committees for the provincial politics for the Liberal Party. So I've been dabbling in politics for quite a while now.
For sure. And you mentioned there the Pontiac Voice group that was sort of created to advocate for specific health and social services, I should say, here within the Pontiac region. Can you talk a little bit about that group?
That group came about when the major amalgamation with the city was done. We realized that the services and all kinds of new policies that they were putting into place would diminish the number of services we had prior to the amalgamation. But so we've been very vocal, and luckily we've had support from media like CHIP, from local media and also regional media to bring our message. And I think it has been well. We've not regained everything, but we're gaining day to day services that we had prior. We have some surgeries that are back. We have a bit more specialists coming over, at least, you know, for preliminary exams. So we're slowly starting to get that back. Of course, it's nice because there is a new structure that was put into place, and when we're one of the rare territory where we do have this structure, which is a table where we can talk directly to our proximity manager, Nicole Boucher-Larivière, and she hears our concern and she relays that, and sometimes it does bring changes about, so it's quite good for that. We've been trying to keep fire under their toes, I think. They are fire under their feet to make sure that we've not forgotten, and that we do get good services, and that we do get services in English too, to make sure that our aging population gets what they deserve.
And can you talk a little bit about the warden's position specifically, and why you chose to announce your intention to run here?
I think as an activist, at some point you sort of, whether you want it or not, you sort of realize that you do need political support in order to get things, your cause advanced. And I think that looking at how we're organizing the Pontiac and what's happening, we do need to have a strong voice to be heard. Of course, we're in a conjuncture that's quite particular. We do know that overall what's happening in the world does have an impact directly on us. So we need to be able to voice our concern to the provincial government, to the federal government. We know there are certain things that provincial governments are more likely to hear than other. Of course, you know, Anglophone rights is something that's dear to my heart. For me, discrimination is something that really, really annoys me, to say the least. So I think it's super important that we get our voice heard, and we have to come up on top. We have to be aware of what's happening worldwide so that economically and socially we can, you know, be on top of stuff and not sort of live just the consequences. We have to be proactive and not reactive. So that's why I think I'm heading for that position.
Like I said earlier here, I think we're going to get into some of the policy and stuff, I think, later on, a little closer to the actual date of the election. But do you have any specific goals or ideas that you want to bring to the table that you can talk about right now?
Well, I know that economically we need to strengthen, you know, second transformation of goods. We cannot be just a producer of raw materials. We really need to move another direction, and small businesses also. We know that small family businesses are usually the backbone of a good, stable economy. So I think there's that will be a big part of my platform, and also transparency, listening to people, making sure that people understand why we need to bring about maybe a new policy, why we need to change certain things. I think people now they want to know, they want to be consulted, they want to be heard. They want to have an input without being necessarily an elected person, but they feel that they have a right to voice their opinion, and it needs to be heard and it needs to be taken into consideration. I think that's one thing that needs to be changed within that needs to be bettered. I don't know if that's the correct
improved
word, it needs to be, there is some, but I think we can go further with that. Much farther, yeah.
Okay. And as far as the current warden, Warden Toller there has been in the position since 2017, the last two terms here as well. She hasn't commented on whether or not she'll be running in the third one. But I guess, would you be able to provide any commentary on how the last two terms have gone and anything you might have done differently or the same or anything along those lines? Any commentary there?
Well, you know, when election comes, it's going to be the people who decide what sort of vision they want. She needs to defend her own, you know, accomplishments. That's for her to decide how she defends that. For me, I'm looking forward to the future. I'm looking ahead of what we need to do and make sure that we come up on top. So I'll let her defend her own accomplishment. That's her job. It's not my job. My job is to propose something different for the people of the Pontiac, and it's going to be up to them to decide who they want to support next term.
Fair enough. Madame Bouchard, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me. I'm sure we're going to be talking a little bit more down the line here, but for our listeners who might be interested in your candidacy, would you mind letting people know if you're going to be around this summer, what you're going to be up to, and where people can find more information about your candidacy?
Yeah. So this, well, of course, it's what we call the construction vacation for the next few weeks. So in August, we'll be revving up the campaign, and I'll try to go about all the villages that we have in our super MRC, and my Facebook page for the campaign will be open in September, so where you can get all the details and what has happened and what's coming up. So look out for that, and I'll just make sure that using social media a lot and to make sure that everybody knows what I'm proposing for them.
This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.